The new estimates point to a continuation in the decline in the population of northern fur seals over the past decade, a trend that scientists are still working to understand. Rolf Rehm is a zoologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service. He says that there are a number of theories about what could be causing fur seal numbers to dwindle. Those include climate change, the impacts of commercial fishing on the seals' food sources, and more seals getting picked off by killer whales and marine debris. But for now, no one is really sure.
It's definitely a mystery. We've got a number of projects going on right now, but we have not reached any conclusions yet.
Fur seals are classified as a depleted species in the Pribilofs. In 2004, nymphs counted a little more than 700,000 fur seals in the region, less than half of the 2 million that lived there in the 1950s. That decline has happened at a time when fur seals are better protected than they've ever been before. The commercial at-sea seal hunt that began in the 18th century devastated the fur seal population in the Aleutians and the Pribilofs, but that practice was stopped nearly a century ago, and even the on-land seal hunts in the Pribilofs, which were managed much more responsibly, ended in the early 80s. Rehm says that there are some positive signs. A seal colony started in 1981 on Bogoslav Island, a small island in the eastern Aleutians, has been growing by leaps and bounds.
The one bright spot in the midst of these declines has been Bogoslav. We're focusing a number of research efforts there to figure out why they're doing so well there versus on the Pribilofs where they are continuing to decline.
The number of pups born on St. George Island also increased slightly last year, but the birth rate is still below what it was in 2002. I'm Charles Homans.